This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Top Republicans in Congress are expected to meet Monday with President Donald Trump on the next COVID-19 aid package. The Trump administration is stiffening its opposition to more money for testing and interjecting other priorities, and that could complicate quick passage. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is prepared to roll out the $1 trillion package in a matter of days. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has already passed a sweeping $3 trillion measure from Democrats in the House. Congress is returning to session this week as the coronavirus crisis many had hoped would have improved by now has only worsened, and just as earlier federal emergency relief is expiring. President Trump insisted again on Sunday that the virus would disappear, but the president's view did not at all match projections from leading health professionals straining to halt the U.S.'s alarming caseloads and death toll. Mr. Trump raised alarms on Capitol Hill when he suggested last month at a rally in Oklahoma that he wanted to slow virus testing. Some of Trump's GOP allies wanted new money to help test and track the virus to contain its spread. Senate Democrats were investigating why the Trump administration had not yet spent some of the $25 billion previously allocated for testing in an earlier aid bill. And Mr. Trump said today he is in favor of Americans wearing face masks to help curb the surging coronavirus pandemic, but will not impose a national mandate. He spoke on Fox News Sunday this morning. He said he thinks masks are good, but will not impose any kind of a law. The interview was conducted on Friday. This is VOA News. Three top House Democrats say they want an investigation into whether U.S. federal agents abused emergency authority when they cracked down on peaceful anti-police protesters last week in Portland, Oregon. Representatives Gerald Nadler of New York, Carolyn Maloney of New York, and Benny Thompson of Mississippi sent a letter to the Justice Department and Homeland Security Inspectors General Sunday, saying they are, and this is a quote, increasingly alarmed at the Trump administration's use of federal law enforcement to violate the civil rights of our constituents. And that's the end of the quote. According to the letter, federal officers driving in unmarked cars have detained protesters off the streets of Portland. The letter quoted Oregon Public Broadcasting as saying other officers have arrested, searched, and jailed suspects in the middle of the night before reading them their rights. That's a violation of the Constitution. Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli told National Public Radio on Friday that federal agents used unmarked cars to pick up people in Portland. He said it was done to keep officers safe and away from crowds and to move detainees to a safe location for questioning. But Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler said on CNN Sunday that the federal officers are not wanted here. This is a quote. We haven't asked them here. In fact, we want them to leave. End quote. President Trump tweeted Sunday that the city has lost control and says the protesters are anarchists and agitators. Those his words. He promised to protect federal property. Portland police declared a riot on Saturday night after some protesters massed outside a police precinct building. They vandalized cars and shouted obscenities at officers. Anti-police demonstrations have been flaring up across the country since George Floyd, a black man, died in the custody of white police officers in Minneapolis in May. At least seven people were killed and scores wounded Sunday when a car bomb exploded in northern Syria near a Turkish border crossing. That's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The London-based group, which gets its reports from sources inside Syria, said seven people were killed, five of them civilians. More than 60 people were reported wounded. The area in northern Aleppo province, controlled by the Turkish army and allied Syrian forces, regularly sees deadly attacks and targeted killings. The observatory blamed the Islamic State group for Sunday's attack, saying it was possibly in retaliation for a surge in operations by Turkish and Turkish-backed forces against IS cells in the region. It is not yet clear whether Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.